We welcome you once again to Words of Truth. Today, our lesson will be entitled, When God Says No. In Romans, the 15th chapter, and verse 4, we have this reading. Whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. With this admonition, our minds go back to an Old Testament scene from which we can get a great lesson. This scene is one of the saddest of all time. It concerns Moses and his failure to enter the Promised Land. For 40 long years, Moses had led God's people through the wilderness wanderings in hope of reaching the land of Canaan. During that time, something happened that kept Moses from entering. This was the time when God told Moses to speak to the rock, but he smote it instead. The people were thirsty, and there was no water to drink. God told Moses that if he would speak to a certain rock, water would come forth. On a previous occasion, God had provided water for his people by having Moses take his rod and strike a rock. This time, he was only to speak to it. In doing other than what God said, Moses disobeyed the Lord, and this act of disobedience cost him the land of Canaan. God had already informed Moses of this, but apparently Moses thought it might work out otherwise. When he came back to the brink of the Jordan, he pleaded for God to reverse his decision, but God said to him, no. Listen to the conversation that took place between Moses and the Lord as recorded in the third chapter of Deuteronomy. The third chapter of Deuteronomy, verses 25 through 27. This passage begins with Moses' petition to the Lord and then gives God's reply to him. Here is that passage. I pray thee, let me go over and see the good land that is beyond Jordan, that goodly mountain and Lebanon. But the Lord was wroth with me for your sakes and would not hear me. And the Lord said unto me, let it suffice thee. Speak no more unto me of this matter. Get thee up into the top of Pisgah, and lift up thine eyes, and behold it with thine eyes, for thou shalt not go over this Jordan. What a sad and disappointing moment this was for Moses. During the wilderness wandering, Moses dealt with a stubborn and rebellious people. There were times when they thought of stoning him. He was called upon to solve many problems, suffer many privations, and endure many hardships. Had it not been for his mighty leadership, and particularly his intercessory prayers, the people of Israel would have perished long ago. Moses was truly their salvation. And time and time again, his prayers turned God's wrath from them. What great afflictions this man had endured that he might reach the Promised Land. Some whom he had led were permitted to cross the Jordan, but Moses was not permitted to cross it. In a sense, this seems unfair, but it was Moses' disobedience that did it. Many would think that what he did in smiting the rock rather than speaking to it was very insignificant, but not so. No, disobedience is insignificant. There is no trivial sin. There are no minor transgressions. Any disobedience to God is a serious matter, as we can well learn from this incident. Apparently, Moses had asked God several times to let him go over Jordan and at least set foot on the land beyond. But here is what God said to him, let it suffice thee, speak unto me no more of this matter. Deuteronomy 3 and verse 26. God's answer to Moses was no, and this answer was final. God would not have said this to Moses had Moses not disobeyed him. God says no to anyone who goes against his will. God is a just God, and he could not say yes to anyone who refuses to surrender completely to him. A strong wind can help you only if you walk in the direction the wind is blowing. In like manner, God will help you spiritually only if you walk in the direction He is going. God will never change the direction He is going, so if man would walk with Him, the change of direction will have to be with man and not God. The prophet of old expressed it this way: how can two walk together except they be agreed? Amos 3 and verse 3. Another inspired writer tells us that we must walk in the light as He is in the light if we would expect to be cleansed from our sins. 1 John 1 and verse 7. Well, it was said of Uzziah in the Old Testament, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. Then it was said, God helped him against the Philistines and the Arabians. 2 Chronicles 26, 5 and 7. No wonder a man of God once urged, inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. 2 Chronicles 18 and verse 4. We cannot expect any sanction from the Almighty unless we walk in the direction He is going. To do this, we must come to agree with His Word. We dare not go against it. His Word must be accepted as final, for He never says yes or no by mistake. Nor is He so accustomed to saying the one that He cannot say the other. In Matthew 5, in verse 37, the Lord told us this: let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. How could God ask this of us, and He Himself do otherwise? Are we not told in Matthew, the 6th chapter, at the 8th verse, that God knoweth what we have need of? We will have to reckon with every no that God utters and learn to take His no for an answer. The Bible is filled with examples of God's refusal for man to have or do certain things. Among these is the occasion when men once thought they could build a tower that would reach heaven. This account is found in Genesis, the 11th chapter. Plans were made, work on the tower began, but this was not at all according to God's will. These people were going in the wrong direction, and it was necessary for God to say no to them. He did this by stepping in and confounding the language so they could no longer communicate with one another. These people were dealing with a God who had the last word, and they had to take His no for an answer. On another occasion, God said no to Pharaoh and the Egyptians when they tried to cross the Red Sea in pursuit of the Israelites, Exodus 14 and verse 27. Since they were working against God, they were going in the wrong direction and hence were drowned in the Red Sea. This incident is mentioned again in Psalm 136 and also in Hebrews 11 and verse 29. Pharaoh and the Egyptians were fighting against God, but they lost. God had to say no to the Israelites when they tried to take a shortcut to the land of Canaan. God's plan was for them to spend 40 years in the wilderness. Anything short of that would be against God's will. Hence, you could not expect God to consent to that which was against His own will. The Israelites made an unsuccessful attempt to pass through Edom in Numbers 20, verses 17 and 21, and another unsuccessful attempt to go through the land of the Amorites in Numbers 21, 21 through 25. God always knows what is best. No arrangement of His could ever be improved upon. There are times when the long way around proves to be the best way, and such was the case here. This is well explained in the language of Exodus 13, 17, and 18, and here is what it says. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war, and they return to Egypt. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. Here is a good lesson for us. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Isaiah 55 and verse 8. Israel thought that a shortcut would be much better, but God knew they were not ready for the land of Canaan. There were many things they needed to learn. There were many experiences that could come only through 40 years of their sojourn in the wilderness. It turned out that God did know best, for he later said to the people, thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldst keep his commandments or no. There was once a man by the name of Balaam who pursued a course that was against God's will. God sent an angel to stand in his path as an adversary against him, Numbers 22 and verse 24. At first, Balaam didn't recognize that this was God's way of saying no to what he was trying to do. When it dawned upon him, he said to God, for I knew not that thou stoodest in the way against me, Numbers 22 and verse 34. Man cannot hope to succeed when he goes against God's will. Well, Lord willing, we'll study more about this next week. This is a very important topic, and other things need to be discussed. We'll look at other scriptures with you in regard to when God says no. Why not be with us then? We encourage you today to think seriously about becoming a New Testament Christian. The Bible is very clear on what one must do in order to be saved. The question is, will we say no to God? Will we reject his will? Or maybe it is the fact that we think we know better than God. Remember, God has never made any mistakes, and he will not in the future. Here is exactly what you need to do to become a Christian. First, you need to believe with all of your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus said, except or unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. John 8 and verse 24. Another commandment we have is to repent. That means simply to change our mind and heart and go in the right direction. Remember, these people that we've studied today were going in the opposite direction of the way that God wanted them to go. We must walk with God in his way. So, repent of your sins. Acknowledge with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the divine Son of God. Romans 10, 9 and 10 teaches us that if we believe in the heart, then we will acknowledge or confess it with our mouth, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then finally, you need to be baptized, immersed in water, for the forgiveness of your sins. Acts 2, verse 38, those on the day of Pentecost, when they asked what they needed to do, were told, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. God says no to all other ways. Why not be obedient to his will even this day? Write for our free DVD entitled, What Must I Do to Be Saved? We'll be happy to send this to you free of charge. And you can request it by writing to The Church of Christ, 601 Washington Street, St. Albans, West Virginia, 25177. And the DVD is free. Until next week, as once again we present Words of Truth, we bid you a good day.